A top U.S. intelligence official says ISIL militants present a more serious danger for Europe than for the United States. Matthew Olson, who heads the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, said ISIL lacks the capacity to carry out large-scale attacks on U.S. soil. The Iraqi intelligence ministry says an ISIL deputy chief has been killed in an army operation in the northern province of Nineveh. Fazil Abdullah Al-Hayali, a former Ba'athist officer, also known as Abu Muslim Turkmani, was killed in an airstrike on the Tel Afar airport. The European Union says it has agreed on a new package of economic sanctions against Russia. EU officials say the punitive measures are meant to make Russia revise its policy toward Ukraine. The new sanctions have been announced despite a ceasefire agreement between Kiev and pro-Russia militias. The European Union is holding emergency talks in Brussels to assess the impact of the Russian sanctions against the EU's agricultural sector. Moscow has imposed a one-year ban on the EU farming products in response to its sanctions imposed on Russia by the bloc over the crisis in Ukraine. The U.S. has rejected media reports claiming military coordination with Iran in the campaign against ISIL terrorists in Iraq and Syria. State Department officials say Washington has no plans for any such cooperation with Tehran. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Marzi Afkham has also rejected the report, calling it incorrect. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has rejected a CNN report that said the Iranian military forced down a plane chartered by the U.S. military. The airliner, which was traveling from Afghanistan to Dubai, briefly landed in Iran over a mix-up in its flight plan. The plane is now en route to Dubai. The World Health Organization says more than 2,100 people have died of Ebola in West Africa. The WHO also said nearly 4,000 people have been infected with the deadly disease in five West African countries. Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone are the worst-hit countries. And about 200 undocumented migrants have held a demonstration in the French port city of Calais to protest against police brutality and bad living conditions. The protesters say they suffer from food and water shortages while facing the danger of being beaten and harassed by police.